Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the North Pole Tracking Center and Flight Command. I'm Alfred Stocking for North Pole Radio News. Out in Sector 1, the first stops of Santa will be recorded just hours from now. We are joined there from Australia by our news anchor, Elf Carol Frost. Carol, how do things look at the Regional Tracking Center for Sector 1?
Red, it is late morning, the midday, Christmas Eve here in Sector 1, and the reports are steadily streaming in from tracker elves all over the sector. In just the past minute, we have heard from trackers in Fiji, in the Marshall Islands, in Guam, and even way out in Tonga. Everyone here seems to be very excited for Santa to come.
Carol, have you talked personally with any of these trackers yet?
Not yet, Red, but once Santa gets in the air, we think we'll connect with some of those brave enough to report on the radio.
Well, Carol, Sector 1 has a reputation for celebrating long into the night on Christmas Eve. Has there been any talk that there's folks being up too late?
Yes, it's all over the news in Australia and New Zealand. It's a difficult thing, though, Red. It's summertime here, and Christmas is a time of family gathering. Many do their Christmas on the beach or on a backyard patio by the pool, holding barbecues and such. Late night is a cool time to enjoy the Christmas lights and to search the skies for Santa. That's their tradition.
Well, I don't blame them. I'd like to be doing the same thing. Is there a time that they get really serious about talking about going to bed?
Once the sun is down, most begin the tradition of hanging the stocking. That's a signal that bedtime is close.
Great report, Carol. Keep us posted on the happenings in Sector 1. From Flight Command, I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.